Welcome back to the show. It's another year rocked by mass shootings and gun-related deaths, but not all of those shootings that you hear so much about happen on purpose. Take this headline from the Huffington Post just yesterday. Man accidentally shoots off gun in pants during hug, accidentally kills girlfriend. Or this story from earlier in the year. Five-year-old shoots sister with birthday rifle. According to our partner, the New York Times, accidental shooting deaths occur roughly twice as often as official records indicate. Now, these aren't mass shootings or even intentional shootings. They're just accidents. And with Congress at a standstill over how to pass tougher background checks on guns, some developers are working on efforts to just make guns safer and less likely to go off unintentionally. Well, Michael Reche is one of those people. He's associate professor and the lead scientist for the dynamic grip recognition technology that was invented at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Yeah. Great to be on the show.
Great to have you. And Jim Schaff is vice president of marketing for Yardim Technologies, the developers of a wireless trigger safety application for firearms. Hi, Jim.
Hello. Thanks for having me on the show.
And Jim, let me start with you. When I was reading about this, getting prepared to talk to you, I thought, I remember trigger locks. That was supposed to be the answer to kids getting their hands on pistols inappropriately. Do we need to be beyond trigger locks now? Are those sort of outdated, obsolete?
Trigger locks are still a very viable and very excellent solution for bringing safety into the home. But there's just all sorts of new technology that will allow people to get a little bit more control and even get more control when they're not in the home. It's just one of those things. When you have something that locks, the kids always find the keys. And what we're trying to do is bring in a new technology that allows someone who might not be at home to have awareness of what's happening to their firearm and remotely be able to, you know, disable or turn off a firearm so that it can't be fired.
So explain, Jim, what wireless trigger safety does.
So our technology lets you stay connected to your firearm. It gives you pretty much awareness and 24/7 anywhere in the world, understanding of what's happening to your firearm at any time. If it's moving, if someone's handling it without authorization. And if it is, it simply lets you from something as simple as a mobile app to disable a firearm. You can literally engage the trigger safety and keep that firearm from being fired.
Press a button on your iPhone and nobody can fire the gun.
Absolutely. So if you know your kids are at home and there's nobody else there and you get an alert that says, hey, somebody's moving the firearm and it's supposed to be in the locked drawer with the trigger safety or the trigger lock on, it's nice to know that even if the kids were able to get into that locked drawer, they might be able to unlock that trigger safety. So why don't you just remotely disable it so that there can't be an accident in the home?
Michael Reche, dynamic grip recognition isn't new, but you invented it at the New Jersey Institute of Technology. Would you explain how that works, dynamic grip recognition?
Yes. It turns out that anything that you do repeatedly, you commit to habit, or people colloquially call it muscle memory. And so what we did was we put sensors around the grip of a gun. They're like the touchpad sensors on a computer. And those sensors actually detect the hand geometry and pressure pattern as you pull the trigger. So in this case, the gun is locked always except for the teeny fraction of a second just before the trigger, the hammer hits. And in that time, it's decided whether or not your grip is the owner's grip.
The owner's grip. Does it make it hard to loan your gun? I would ask more importantly, if somebody has a gun in the home for protection, I would say, I want to be able to fire the gun at an intruder, but I also want my wife to be able to fire it if she has to.
Yeah, well, like any access system you might have seen that does fingerprint recognition or other things, you can actually register a large number of users into the gun, the entire police squad, if you want. So it's not just one grip that it recognizes. You can put your left hand, your right hand, lots of other grips into the gun. So that's not an issue.
It sounds like cost might be an issue, Michael.
Well, actually, the technology is the same technology that's in a disposable cell phone. So processors are very inexpensive, computer memory is very inexpensive, and these touchpad sensors are very inexpensive. So it really wouldn't dramatically increase the cost of a gun. I mean, there obviously is research and development costs that people might try to charge at some point in the early stages, but the parts cost is very low.
Well, before we let you go, Jim Schaff, I got a question for each of you real quick. You know, anytime you talk about anything around guns, even trigger locks were controversial when they first came out. Have you gotten any pushback from gun rights folks or people who just want free access to firearms unfettered by apps or fobs or anything like that? Jim?
So we're getting the more that the understanding of how our technology works, the more, you know, the more acceptance we're seeing from the gun advocates and the gun enthusiasts, because we're providing a lot of value. Gun theft is a major concern, and 80% of all violent crime is committed with stolen firearms. And the ability to understand that if somebody's handling or has taken my weapon without my authorization, somebody's stolen it out of my home, out of my car, and being able to understand where it is, track it, let the authorities find it and recover it, has that added value has really struck home with a lot of the folks that traditionally have been very against smart gun technology. And by offering that value, we've really been seeing a lot of positive feedback from that sector.
All right.
And it's been really encouraging for us.
Okay, that's Jim Schaff, Vice President of Marketing for Yardham Technologies, and also Michael Raich, the Associate Professor of Information Systems at New Jersey Institute of Technology. Thank you both for sharing with us.
Appreciate being on the show.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.